Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind. As I've been through my health journey, I've discovered a lot of parallels between what I'm going through and people that go through actual addictions. My family was alcoholics, and I talk about that in this. This is part two of my conversation with Brian Linder, where we're talking about my health journey, and we get into this whole discussion around diet, alcohol, addiction, all of that kind of stuff.
So you're focusing now on keto, is that right?
No, I hate the word keto product. So I refuse to call it keto, even though when people say, "Oh, that sounds like keto," I say, "Well, yeah, kind of," but it's kind of like what happened with Atkins, right? It got so unfortunately, Atkins got kind of a raw deal in the grand scheme of things. But there's a lot of products that are sold under that name are stuff that you probably shouldn't eat because they've got artificial sweeteners and other chemicals that you probably shouldn't eat, right? So I don't like the word. So I'm very clear. I say no sugars, no grains, no seed oils, because that is
the structure of what got you what transformed you. Right. Yeah. That's what transformed.
And occasionally, and occasionally not eating. Right. Which does happen from time to time. And I used to do it all the time or focus on, trying to get the fasting longer or whatever. Fasting, I don't do that now. Intermittent fasting. But I just do it sort of naturally. Like one day I actually did end up not eating one day because it was just, it's just the way the day worked out, right? It wasn't a big deal. And and that's something I also realized is if you're hungry all the time, you're probably doing something wrong with your diet. And that's just,
So if you're hungry all the time, are you probably experiencing that sugar addiction that most people have been unable to break? Is that that your blood glucose or what's your impression of that?
Well, your body, it could be sugar addiction, number one, but it could also be you're missing out on some nutrient that your body needs. Your body, and there's different theories, and some people think that you're going to eat this amount of protein that you need on a day-to-day basis, and whatever else comes along for the ride is going to be the thing that matters most. But clearly, right, it seems to me like, because let's face it, people that are overweight have energy on their body. It's not an energy problem because your body has the energy that it needs. There's something else missing. And that's what that is. We can debate, but I think that to me, that is the, that's sort of clicked in for me. And it's like, okay, if I'm not hungry all the time, then my body has what it needs. And yeah, you do need to occasionally, make sure you're eating the right things. And I've optimized that over the years, right? It's like, okay, I've gotten better at deciding what to eat and avoiding things that are not going to necessarily be that are not going to be good for me. And yeah, and that does mean, yeah, when I see the Oreos, don't eat the Oreos, because I know the minute I eat an Oreo, it's a thing. And I think that's actually
no, go in a little more detail so we understand. So is it a kind of thing like an alcoholic might experience, where once you start you can't stop? Is that where it is for you, or no, you're at a point where you can go off a bit and still recover? What's the story there?
I think there are foods with everybody that you know what those foods are, that you can't do that. I think for a lot of things, yeah. Like, I mean, I have a beer every now and again. It's not a big deal, right? And I know what I'm going to pay for it the next day, right? Because I'll gain 4 pounds in water weight, but that's part of the that going in. There are certain foods I know once I start on them that I can't stop. Oreos are probably one of those. Doritos might be another, right? So there are, and it is like an addiction, and it is, and you almost have to think of it that way. Now, I also have in my family, I also have the fact that both of my parents were alcoholics, and a lot of people in my family were alcoholics.
So both of your parents were?
Yes, both of my parents were at different points in their lives. Yeah, so they were. So I recognize that.
I mean, do you feel you have some of the tendencies? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's something I have to be very concerned about. And so, yes, I know I have that in my, and I don't even have to just go to my parents. I can just go look back through my family and find
plenty of examples too, right? So it's in the family, right? And it's to the point where even if I, during Corona, right, there was, it wasn't a whole lot to do other than go for a run or occasionally have a drink, right? I wasn't drinking that much, but I was drinking more than I had been. And, my wife noticed the empty bottles in the recycling, was like, do we have a problem here? And it was at that point, before she said something, I had already made the decision. I said, okay, I need to take a break from this. And that's another part of this too. There's more than just say diet, that's been a continual journey. So I started with diet because, honestly, you're going to get the most bang for your buck by starting there, but there's got to be more you do, right? And I will say 2020 has been nice because I've been home and been able to sleep in my own bed and I haven't, my body clock's not been all over the place. So I've been able to get better sleep. And, this year I'm focusing more on mindfulness and doing things like meditation and breathing exercises. And all that stuff helps, right? It's getting your body back to where it should be as opposed to where it is because of the modern life and society and everything. And that was my key this year, okay, so I had gained a few pounds because when the liquor cabinet is downstairs, there's opportunity
pulling you.
I've always been very cautious of the fact that I can't go down this road because I know where it leads and I don't want to be anywhere near where my parents were in that regard. So I was never going to allow it to get to a point where it was going to be a problem, but I also know that, it's probably just for my health goals, it's not a good idea, right? And it's because guess what? Alcohol is sugar. It's just a different kind of sugar. Grain alcohol is probably a little better for you than, say like a beer or something, which has got enough, it's got a loaf of bread's worth of carbs, right? But along with it. But at the same time, that doesn't go along with my goals, right? To do that. But have it once in a while is fine, but to do it all the time, that's clearly not going to work. Instead of doing that thing, you have to do something else. And so that's where I think the meditation and some of the other things come in. It's important to when you remove an activity that's potentially harmful and addictive, that you actually replace it with something that's hopefully helpful. And that's true with eating too, because we sometimes eat because we're bored, not because we're actually hungry, right?
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.